So, Isabel Dedring, Deputy Mayor for Transport, you've been launching TfL's new road safety policy today. Why have you come to Waterloo to launch it?
Well, as you can see, we've brought in a 20-mile-an-hour zone in Waterloo. We've always had a policy of supporting 20-mile-an-hour in residential zones in the boroughs. And we have 20-mile-an-hour on the TfL road network, but it's not in a lot of locations because it tends to be strategic roads. Some of them are almost, you know, motorways if you look in outer London. But in this location, when you look at some of the safety issues here, it's an appropriate intervention. We hope, you know, it'll work out and go well.
Critics might say that at busy times of day, the traffic didn't get much anywhere near 20 miles an hour anyway. Would it really make a difference in these kind of really busy central London locations where the traffic doesn't necessarily move that fast?
It's really interesting if you look at speeds at these locations throughout the day. It is, you know, radically different. And somebody who comes through these kinds of locations at different times of day would probably know that. So if it's nighttime, and sometimes even between the peaks, so, you know, between the rush hours, it can definitely get above that speed. And that's really where the issue is.
And putting down new markings and signs is one thing, but will there be any enforcement or other measures to back it up?
Yeah, I mean, there's a sort of ongoing, you know, discussion about how to best enforce 20 mile an hour. There's a lot of different views. So we're trying this approach and hoping that, you know, to a certain extent, these things can be self-policing, but there will be enforcement as well, you know, and hopefully it will work.
And in the mayor's first term, we heard a lot about smoothing traffic flow, and there didn't seem to be much will in TfL or City Hall for anything that kind of interfered with the smooth running of the Transport for London road network. But we've seen a slight change in emphasis. What's changed in thinking?
I mean, I think, you know, probably the smoothing traffic flow agenda has been a bit misconstrued, but, you know, one of the key thing that it's focused on is trying to make traffic more reliable and move more reliably around London. It isn't actually about increasing speeds, not least because it isn't realistic in London. There's a very rapidly growing population and therefore rapidly growing pressures on the road network. And therefore the expectation that somehow, you know, in a few years' time, traffic's just going to go at like twice the speed it's going today, you know, absolutely not going to happen. But what you do want to do is make sure that, for example, all road users, including cyclists, pedestrians, bus users, can use the road safely and can use them reliably. They kind of know how long it's going to take them to get from A to B, especially, you know, if you look at something like the bus network, it has to operate relatively reliably.
And you've said that TfL will consider 20-mile-an-hour limits at other junctions. I know the Mayor's already said that Elephant and Castle is one of the places where you've been looking at the pros and cons. Well, are we likely to see more measures like this anytime soon?
Well, we're launching the road strategy for London next month. And one of the things that we're looking at there is basically being clearer about what function different roads perform, not just from a traffic perspective, but also from a place perspective. So, you know, especially if you look at a lot of these big junctions in inner London and central London are becoming increasingly places that people live. And, you know, Vauxhall, Elephant and Castle, King's Cross are places where there's thousands of homes being built. So people have a different expectation of what needs to happen in those locations compared to, say, 20, 30 years ago. And the roads need to change to reflect that. And part of the package of things that you might do in those locations would include speed limits, you know, where it's appropriate, but it also includes just fundamentally rethinking and redesigning some of those junctions so that you can cater for the, you know, very dramatic growth in pedestrians, big growth in cyclists, big growth in bus users, but also continue to allow, for example, freight movement so that those businesses can be serviced. But balancing all of that against the, you know, a lot more people living in this location, they're interested in things that aren't about traffic movement at all sometimes. It's about cafe culture, being able to walk down the street, have some trees, all those sorts of things.